Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed out with an update to the city's Vision Zero program, which is seeking to eliminate all traffic deaths on city streets. So, Phil, from what I can gather, this update focuses largely on expanding quick build projects. Remind us about quick build and how it works.
Well, what we're talking about here is that in San Francisco and in other cities, but especially in San Francisco where everything takes forever, it can take up to 2 years and $2 million to install a traffic light. By the time you do all the engineering studies, reconfigure the intersection, because everybody throws in, well, what about we do this? How about we do this? How about we put some bike lanes in? It just costs and it takes forever. So what she's saying is, no, let's do what we can as fast as we can. Let's not put out the, you know, hold off on the good for the perfect. And, you know, it could have an impact. It could. But I got to tell you, the whole Vision Zero concept is just not going over. It was originally announced, or cities across the country and around the world talked about Vision Zero back in 2014 when Mayor Ed Lee was mayor. And he set the goal of zero traffic fatalities by 2024. Well, we're at 2022 and they haven't dropped. Is anything? They've remained the same. In the year that he called for the end of traffic fatalities in San Francisco, 30 people were killed. Last year, 30 people were killed. So far this year, 24. And it doesn't look like a change is in sight.
That's so interesting. Why do some of the experts think that that's happening?
Well, you have your experts and then you sort of have your practicals. And it's a debate going on between them. When I've talked to people, Steve Heminger, the former head of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, said traffic safety boils down to three things: education, engineering, and enforcement. Education, get people the word out there to slow down. And part of what London Breed is doing in San Francisco is she's looking at dropping, and we'll go ahead and drop speed limits down to 20 and 25 miles an hour. That, instead of 35 and 45, she's going to drop them down so you drive slower. Okay. That comes into the next one, which is engineering. And that would be part of engineering, slowing traffic down. The other one is doing things like making intersections safer, putting in more lights, more stop signs, bike lanes that are clearly delineated, possibly even have barriers, all those various things. They haven't necessarily had that much of an effect either. We put millions of dollars into that. The third one, and the key one, and what's the most politically uncomfortable one for a number of reasons, is enforcement. Nobody likes to get a ticket. Nobody likes to give them out. Right now, San Francisco's police force is about 477 officers understaffed. Oakland is even worse. Oakland isn't even doing traffic. They had to bring in the highway patrol, remember? And they only came in for a couple of weeks to patrol International Boulevard. So we have fewer cops, and the other idea is to put up tickets, cameras that would catch you if you were speeding, but that has not passed through the legislature because the police unions don't like it, and some people say it's unfair to ticket people without pulling them over and letting them know they're getting ticketed. You figure it out. Without enforcement, people are going to do what they're going to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.